Gillnetters finished up the third week of fishing on Thursday, July 2nd, in District 6 around the north end of Prince of Wales Island and District 8 around the Stikine River. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game's area management biologist Troy Tinas says the number of boats fishing in that part of Southeast is down this year.
And generally what we've seen is, effort in both areas is running low, probably running 60 to 70% of the recent 10-year average. And, catches overall have been on the low side as well. That has a lot to do with the effort, but also the sockeye returns to the Stikine River are coming in what we think is lower than what the preseason forecast was.
The preseason forecast for Stikine sockeye this year is 171,000 fish. That's an average return for the river system. The U.S. and Canada have a harvest-sharing arrangement for the transboundary fish under the Pacific Salmon Treaty. This year, that agreement allows for a catch on the U.S. side of the border of 52,500 sockeye. In District 8, the sockeye catches mostly those Stikine fish, while District 6 has some other runs contributing to the catch. Gillnetters caught 7,500 reds in the District 6 during an opening in late June and early July. The 36 boats fishing there also landed 6,000 coho, 4,000 pinks, and 11,000 chum during a four-day opening. Catches in District 8 were lower, 1,500 sockeye and the same number of chum. Tinas says Fish and Game may have to decrease fishing time if the sockeye run continues to come in lower than expected. Meanwhile, Gillnetters had no early season directed fishery on the Stikine River king salmon this year. That fishery can open up in May and early June, depending on the strength of the run. Like sockeye, catches for those Stikine Chinook are governed by the Pacific Salmon Treaty Agreement between the two countries. The preseason forecast was for a run of just over 30,000 large Stikine kings. That only allowed for a U.S. catch of 210 fish. The small allocation meant more chances for sport fishing in the area, but no commercial gillnet or troll openings. Tinas notes the sunny, dry month of May meant high snowmelt on the Stikine and high river levels.
And that affects the catches in river. And which affects our stock assessment programs in river, essentially. So we were not able to get an in-season forecast out until mid-June.
Fish and Game's revised forecast number is just below that 30,000 kings that were expected before the run began. Roughly half of the Stikine, King, and Sockeye runs returned to a tributary system, the Taltan River and Lake. Last year, a landslide on that waterway created a partial blockage for the returning salmon. Tinas says the Canadians removed some of the larger rocks from that blockage over the winter and have since observed kings returning to their spawning grounds.
Early on with high flows, there was still it was still inhibiting passage of king salmon at least. And just recently I was just talking to my counterpart in Canada this morning, and he said now that the water levels have come down, they've actually had observed king salmon passing the slide area.
Canadian fishery managers last year helicoptered some of the returning sockeye and kings around the landslide. Other sockeye were able to get past the blockage, while the larger and earlier king salmon had more trouble getting to their spawning grounds. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.